You're listening to This Woman Can, episode 42, Figuring Out What You Stand For. Welcome to This Woman Can, the women's leadership podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, executive coach, leadership development expert, and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland. Now, as you know, I'm always glad to be here and welcome you back again for another episode. I had a great response from my interview with Nicole Joseph Chin last week, especially about her passion for what she calls believing in your own magic. Now, I know it can be difficult to know what that is, but for me, it all starts with figuring out what you stand for in life. So this week, I want to dive into the whole topic of understanding or whether or not you know what you stand for. Can you identify your own personal magic? Are you living in alignment with what's important to you? Now, the first thing to understand, there's two things I believe that are two parts of this equation, which is why we can sometimes struggle identifying our magic. First, we need to figure out what we stand for and then assess whether we're living up to it or basically walking that talk. And the benefit of knowing what you stand for is that the more you understand it, the more you can commit to it. The more you commit to it, the happier and more fulfilled you'll generally be. And this goes across the board, whether it's personal or professional. And usually there's three big areas where typically you'll want to work on and prioritize in that aspect. So that'd be your self-care, your career, and your relationships. And knowing what's important to you in these three areas becomes essential. Because you might think they're separate, but I really know and think and feel they're interrelated, because knowing what you stand for is all part of your personal brand. You know, I'm really big on understanding your personal brand. Knowing what you stand for impacts your personal views, which in turn informs your relationships and your career or the way you show up in a professional capacity. And it dictates what's important to you, which is totally part of your personal professional life. And quite often there can be so much overlap that it can be really difficult to separate it. And sometimes we don't know where one starts and one begins. But conversely, because of that, when there is a disconnect, when it doesn't mesh together, you become really unsettled. So think about it, when that doesn't work and you're misaligned or something's not really going right for you in those areas, how unsettled do you feel? And sometimes it's not always that you're not doing what you care about. It can be that you're not doing enough, which is why it's really important to be intentional and really figure it out. Because if you're not aware, you won't be able to be as intentional about your life as you may want to be. And it may be one of the reasons you listen to this podcast, because you feel that something's missing. You sense there's more out there for you. You feel like you don't have any purpose and you're wondering what's next, what do I do in my life? And I actually found myself in a similar position after my divorce, but it can happen at any part of your life. Awareness of what you stand for can help be a guidepost to you having a more intentional and fulfilling future. So think about it. Do you know what you stand for? Do you know your opinion, your position, your personal responsibilities towards certain things in life? And for me, it's a little equation that goes something like this. Your purpose plus your core values equals what you stand for. And what you stand for needs to be a big part of your life, or you'll be left feeling unfulfilled. Like I said, no purpose. Does that sound familiar? So I'm going to help you start with defining your purpose. And it's usually the type of thing you don't have to think too hard about. It's part of who you are. It might be the same thing you stood for several years or not. It comes more from your heart than it does your mind, but it's something you really have a strong conviction about. And if you're really strong to define what it is, think about what behaviors really bug you. They may be big, they may be small, doesn't matter, but you can learn for it. For instance, when I left school with very few qualifications. I got married very young. And but the reason I left school with few qualifications because I always felt it was wrong to expect a teenager to decide on what to do with their life when they really haven't lived. Fast forward a few years, I was a single parent. I was often overlooked for roles I knew I was capable of doing because I didn't have these formal qualifications. So I went back to school as a mature student with two children in tow, completed 3 degrees, which eventually led to me becoming the first female CEO of a multi-million dollar company. It's a long story. Long story short. So I'm a firm believer that your past doesn't define your future. And I'm passionate, really passionate, about ensuring women don't write themselves off because they've had a misstep in life. And it's why I share stories of women who have turned adversity into advantage. I really value persistence. So let me help you think about your purpose with some questions to get you going. Couple of quick questions. First, what motivates you or what has always motivated you? Think about that. 2, what makes your life more meaningful? In other words, what makes any given situation go from a 5 to a 10? What elevates it for you? 3, what do you always find yourself doing at your job? Or maybe it's a committee you're on, some volunteer work. But what is it you find time to do? What is it you always make time for? 4, how do you like to spend your time, even when you're really busy? You know, you always, no matter how stacked out you are, you always make time for it and you make it a priority. What can you lose yourself in and just lose time because you're really into it? And my favourite question, what would you do if you thought nobody would judge you or that nobody'd know what you were thinking or doing? This is a deep one because it goes to the heart of what you're thinking and how you feel. And sometimes you want to act, but you don't because you think it's too difficult. You're too fearful because you might be judged. You don't have the courage. But it is something you really want to do. Those questions will help you to figure out your purpose, about what's really important for you to do. But purpose usually has to do what you're doing. But the other thing to think about is your core values. These are your fundamental beliefs, the guiding principles that dictate your behavior, and will help you understand the difference between right and wrong, or at least what's wrong for you. It's really your internal beliefs, or how you guide your life, your guiding principles, and how you think life should be lived. Most people struggle to answer this question, and I used to really struggle to answer it. But understanding our values, the things that we believe are important to us in all aspects of our lives, is essential for us to set our priorities and make decisions about our lives. As I said, values act as a guide, and when we feel more aligned with our values, we feel a sense of ease and direction, a sense of purpose, and we can make decisions a lot more easily. So let me share with you an example of where you can find values, demonstrate the value, the impact of values on careers, because there was a lady I was coaching, let's call her Jenny, and Jenny was facing a career dilemma. She felt incredibly stuck in what she was doing. She really couldn't see a way forward in her job. Her main issue was that she wanted to earn a lot more money. Her current salary was $40,000 a year, $40,000. She was educated. She put herself through college. She had an MBA. She'd worked for the government for years. The job was stable. She could do it with her eyes closed. It was low risk. It was literally a job life. But she felt she could be earning a lot more. She'd been studying for years. She'd sacrificed a lot to gain qualifications. And her current salary of the job she was doing didn't reflect the work she'd done, she'd put in to get these qualifications. She really felt bad about not earning 6 figures, but couldn't figure out what to do about it. She'd been in this stuck stoop, and I'll call it that, for a while before she finally reached a point where she couldn't take it anymore and she sought help. So we started chatting. She came and saw me and we were chatting. And after a few minutes of talking, we discovered she had an entirely different set of values that were much more important to her than money. So when she thought was thinking it was all about money, it wasn't that. She really had a strong need for stability, security. She didn't like taking risks. Family was all important to her and she wanted to continue to live near them, so she was not willing to relocate to where the high paying jobs were. And she really wanted to take a job in the private sector where she might have to work longer days and risk getting laid off if the company restructured. So the type of job that attracted the salary she wanted usually came with all the opposite of those things. So less stability, more risk, a real misalignment to what she wanted. So you can see how the conflict in her values was driving her crazy. She wanted to make a lot more money, but her core values leaned towards stability and being risk averse. Now, once we discovered what her core values were and we cleared that brain fog, she saw the conflict and now understood why she was basically making herself so miserable fighting against something. That didn't mean we gave up on her making more money. We just had to come up with an alternative plan that could keep her steady, dependable, 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, but start something new, a side hustle maybe that could eventually bring in some additional cash and also provide her with some much needed stimulation. The fact here is that many people never have the opportunity to look closely at their values, much less prioritize them and take action on the most important ones. But it really doesn't have to be that way. So I would say to you to take some time to sit down and decide what your values are. Those strongly held beliefs that you might not know you even have, the ones that guide you through childhood and others you may have picked up along the way, those that guide you through life, and whether you're aware of them or not, but they also affect your behaviours. So define your values, and when you discover what's truly important to you, you know, it makes your life a lot easier going forward. So that was Jenny's dilemma, and that shows you how the importance of values in life. So that's it for this episode. But as I said, I coach Jenny, and that's my role. I am a coach. And my role is to help you get excited about your life, about your career again. So, you know, I'm asking you, many people have asked me, how can they work with me and how can they get some help? Because sometimes you need a little more guidance, a little more one-on-one help, a little bit more support. So I want to remind you that you can work with me. And one of the best ways to do that is either one-on-one with me or in my 6 months mastermind, simply called This Woman Can. You may have heard me talk about it before in previous podcasts, but it's a really easy way for you to get the most coach for the best value. And it's also the best way to help you to focus on what you want to do next, and instead of what what it is you can't do, because that's really what we focus on. We normally focus on what we can't do as opposed to what we can do. And it's really about becoming more braver, more bold, leveling up, getting out of your own way so you're more comfortable making the decisions that will allow you to make yourself happier. It's about learning how to think on purpose and about making sure you don't have any regrets going forward in life. So get in touch with me, visit my website, thiswomancan.coach, book some time with me, and let's see if we're a good fit to work together. Because remember, if I can, you can. This woman can. Until next time, take care. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle. For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.